Chapter 1. Leaving Home. There is a saying about eyes, and how they can be like a window into your soul. I guess that's probably true. Look into my eyes. Well, you can try, but most of the time I won't really let you. If you do see into my eyes, I think you would see my soul. You would see that there is brightness and there is darkness because my soul has both. My soul is bright, because I grew up with two parents who love me, and two sisters that I love to the moon and back. That gives me something like a bright star that shines inside of me, and that star will never go out. Mine shines, and you can see it in my eyes. You can also see that there is darkness in my eyes, and I think it is the hole that was made in my soul when I left home and left my family behind. My name is Flora, and I'm originally from Mexico. My story is not what you might expect when you look at me, though. I'm usually nicely dressed and clean, but I am not what you would call complete. There is a big part of me that I left across the border, and that is one of the reasons there is sadness in my eyes and my soul. The emptiness I feel is most of it, but there is a lot of sadness because of what happened from the moment I left home until a long time later. First, let me tell you about leaving home, and then the sad story that followed. Crossing over. I won't tell you a lot about my crossing into America from Mexico. Why? It is difficult to describe what it is like. Now that I know the words and my English is better, I have to tell you that the journey was hot, bleak, glaring, and bright. It was also dark, quiet, and scary. The land is open and dry. We saw snakes and poisonous spiders, coyotes, and lots of dried-up trees and dirt. Sometimes we found big jugs of water left in secret and hidden places just for people like us, sneaking into the United States. We were in a group, and they were all strangers to me. We all spoke Spanish, but we didn't really talk much. We were too tired and scared to ever say anything. There were older men, little babies, other kids, and women. We knew that we were all illegals, making our way to a better life. That's something I wish people could understand better about the illegals from Mexico who cross over to the United States. Most of us are not doing it because we want something for nothing. I didn't leave my parents and sisters because I wanted an easy life. How could leaving my whole family be easier? I wasn't looking for lots of money, food, fancy clothes, or a big house. We just wanted to stop being so poor.
"Flora can go," said Papa one night, "and then we can follow her a bit later."
I told myself that I could be like the hero of a story, making the path so they could follow. Only it didn't work out like that. My parents work hard, but we have always struggled, and it was almost impossible for them to save the money they needed to get me across the border.
"Jorge can get Flora a green card, and even across the border," Papa said.
And I believe that trusting the smuggler named Jorge was the right way to do things. The green card was important because it would be a way that would allow my family to come over legally later. We all worked hard to save up and to pay Jorge the money he wanted so he would take me across. It was something we all agreed to so that our whole family could have a better and safer life. Not any of the other things I hear people accuse immigrants of wanting. I didn't think about going to a dentist or a doctor for free or getting free food or free housing. I just wanted to find a way to work, earn money, and bring my family together again. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. I want to tell you a bit more about crossing so that you can understand why it is such a hard and sad thing to live through. Making our plans. When my family talked about it, we thought about the many train riders who take the freight trains north towards the border. We thought about the danger of crossing the Rio Grande. We worried about the journey, then we learned it would be from Mexico into Southern California, and that meant we'd cross the desert.
"Oh, Lord," Mama said, "the desert. I don't know if Flora is strong enough."
And she started to cry.
"We can prepare her properly," Papa said,
but he didn't look happy. I won't lie, I was very scared of that, but I knew that I had to be brave. After all, I was the hero of the story.